Amakadesh, Benova.
So picking up on Vav, Amun Beis, at the two dots.
Eli says, if Amakadesh, Benova, somebody wants to be Amakadesh alone, Ena Mekadesh S. Bahanas Nova, with the Hana from alone, Mekadesh S. Vasavasos, Cain, and Mipnei, Haramas, Ribbis.
Good, so let's stop. Take it slow. Let's see what's going on here. So what's Abai saying?
That if somebody wants to be Makadesh alone,
good.
Then it's not Makadesh.
Good.
Somebody wants to be Makadesh with the pleasure that someone will get from the loan, then it's Makadesh.
It's good, but you can't do it for a different reason. Right. What's the other reason?
Because you can't charge interest.
All right. Well, the Gemara says
subterfuge.
Right. We're not saying regular ribbis. It's something called haramas ribbis, which we'll have to explain in a minute as well. So the bottom line is, Abai says being mekadesh with a loan is no good. Being mekadesh with the hano, the loan is good, except that it has a separate problem of haramas ribbis. Is that fair? Is everyone clear on that? Good. Next.
Hi hanas nova. What is
Hechidami? That's part of the question.
Hechidami, right? What is the hana from loan?
Right. When you speak of a case where there's hanas malve, you tell me that you're mikudashas or you can mikadash her, but for the problem of her own service, what's the case? Hechidami. What are we talking about?
Ilema da'az kefa da'amar la arba.
Stop. Good. If you're going to suggest that what?
That she normally would have to pay back, that he lent her four and she'd normally have to pay back five.
Well, he said to her at the outset, right. He said, instead of giving back four, give him back five. What's the problem with that?
Haribis.
Haribis what?
Malaisa.
This is what you asked me the other day when you called me, when I spoke to him. Ribis mal yasa means that's true ribis, that's right. Pure ribis. Ribis mal yasa means the highest form of ribis. Mal yasa, it's good ribis, right? It's ribis l'choladeus, right? It's mahadrin, ribis mahadrin. See, it's not good. It's not called haramas ribis, right?
Furthermore, haidum malvin, this is from the loan. It would be, I guess, getting married through the loan, right?
I mean, yeah, this is not hana anymore, this is... This is the loan. This is the loan itself. Good. How is this the loan itself, by the way?
He charged it to her from the beginning.
Yeah, because she already has the money in her hands. She has the money in her hands, right? She's not giving her anything new. Does everyone see that? All right, we're going to have to talk through all the steps here, but let's just finish out the end of the Gemara.
Lotz Rika Dar Ruha.
D'Arvach Law? That's a tricky one. Double Vav. You got the Arvach Law. Arvach lo zimna means what?
Extend the time.
Extend the time that she could pay back.
Right. He extended the payment time. Arvach lo zimna. He extended or expanded the zman in which she had to pay back. All right. Well, so let's now break it down here. What is the case of a mekadesh b'malva? And why is it no good? Forget a hanas malva. Let's just deal with the standard case. Mekadesh b'malva.
He lent her $5, and he says, instead of you paying me back with those $5, I'll be mekadesh you.
Good. Don't pay me back the loan, and instead I'll be mekadesh you with that money.
Is this supposed to fulfill shtar? Or
no, there's no shtar here.
So this is supposed to be fulfilling
kesef.
I gave the woman a certain amount of money she borrowed, and then instead of her paying it back, I said, you know what, don't bother paying me back. Just you'll be mekadesh to me with that money. Let's keep it simple. It was a pruta, for whatever reason. She borrowed a pruta from me, and she was supposed to pay me back at the end of the week. In the middle of the week, I came to her and said, you know that pruta you're supposed to pay me back at the end of the week? Don't bother. Just be mekadesh to me instead. That's no good. Is everyone clear on that? Why is that no good? Take a look at Rashi. So one of the Rashis? Okay. Right.
Hamakadesh b'milva. Amar hiskachi li b'milva shehal
veisich. Right, that I lent to you. That's in the feminine form. That I lent to you as a woman. If it was a man, it's Shehel Ve'Sicha. Here it's Shehel Ve'Sich.
Enu Mekudashas.
Not Mekudashas.
Tikicha, Misada, Ephron, Gamrinan, Diyahev Midi.
Diyahev Midi, B'Shas Kiddushin.
B'Shas Kiddushin.
What's Rashi saying? Where do we learn out the whole concept of Kas Ephron? Kicha, Kicha, Mistay Ephron. Right, if there's one thing you remember from the first paragraph of Kedusha, it's going to be Kicha Kicha Mistayafron. Right, that's the famous drasha that we use to learn out Kinyan Kesef for Kedusha. Kicha Kicha Mistayafron. So Rashi says we learn out from Kicha Kicha Mistayafron that what type of monies do you need for Kedusha? Yaiv Midi B'Shas Kedusha, that you have to give something at the time of the Kedusha. Umalva. Kvar,
Hain, Shalah, Mos, Acherim.
He, Chayav Islam. What does that mean? This is important, Rashi. I mean, this is obviously involves a lot of different areas of halacha, but it's important. What's Rashi saying? What does it mean when we say Malvel Otzah Nitna? Does anyone know? Malvel Otzah Nitna.
Transferred this pruta, no?
Well, yeah, he transferred the pruta and what?
And they're already hers.
They're already hers. They're already hers. What's Malvel Otzah? Malvel Otzah basically is a fancy way of saying the following. If Hal lends me $100, right? What does he expect me to do with that money? Does he expect me to give him back those same $100 bills? Let's say he records the serial numbers, and he says, okay, these are the serial numbers I'm giving. Does he expect in a month's time to get back those same $100?
Nope.
No. He understands that. I'm going to take the money, I'm going to spend it, and I'm going to give him back a different $100. Again.
You're saying it's not the actual $100 that you gave over.
That's right. In general, as a rule, when I lend you money, the expectation is that money is not going to be given back to me. You're going to give me other monies.
So is that the problem? So if
one second. So he says, now the next step is, since that's the case, as soon as I gave the woman the money initially, what happened to them?
It's hers.
Those monies are hers.
And Rashi said, right, but then once she uses it,
she's using her money.
Right, but once she uses it,
I give
you say, with the loan, you know, 3 months later, you say, with the loan that I gave you, that's why it's no good.
Where is it?
Does that actually give her something?
So I'm just trying to say a different problem.
All right, one second. Well, this could be this machlokas. I don't know. I'm not sure what you're getting into yet. You're asking, does the money have to be around?
Right.
Is it? You're asking, is there an alchemy if the money is still extant? Is that what you're asking me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to have to see about that. That's the issue over here. Do you see the Rambam?
I mean,
okay, fine. It's no problem. Nothing wrong with that. So again, what's Rashi saying here? Rashi's saying the problem with being Mekadesh B'Malva is that we have a rule. Malva L'Otzah Nidna. What does it mean, Malva L'Otzah Nidna? It means these monies, when I give them over to the borrower, are his. Or in this case, they're hers. Those are her monies. Or that's her money. What happens now when she comes to pay me? She's paying me with money that's hers. She's a chiyuv to pay me money. But it's not that she's a chiyuv to give me back my money. As soon as I give it to her, the understanding is she's gonna expend them or spend them in whatever way she sees fit. Those monies are hers. A month later, when she's paying me back, whose money is she paying back? She's paying back her money. That's the way the loan works. That's Malvel Otzah Nidna. So what's the problem according to Rashi? What's the problem?
Trying to mekadesh her with something that's already hers.
So, yeah. What do you mean? I'm mekadesh you with the money that I gave you last month or last week. That money is not mine anymore.
It can't even be gone.
There's no money that's mine until you pay me back. When you pay me back in a month from now, then I'll have money again. But right now, I don't have money. I have a shibud, maybe. I have a lien. I have a right. I have an IOU. I have some monies that are owed to me, but I don't have monies. Right? Does everyone see the difference? See, It'd be one thing if I said, here, watch this thing for me. Watch this vessel for me. And I said, okay, you know that vessel that I asked you to watch for me? With that, I'm going to be mekadesh you. You can keep it. That's different. Right? Why is that different? Because that's still mine. He's watching it for me. You don't have bailus over it. See, there's a difference between ownership and possession. You follow? There's between ownership and possession. In the case of money, basically, when I give over the money as a halva, you have ownership over the money. It's not my money anymore. You now, there's a debt, but there's no money. I give you a vessel to watch. I give some kind of pikadon. That's my pikadon. That belongs to me. Yes? You're in possession of it. You don't have ownership of it. So I can say, okay, with that thing that you're watching for me, you'll be mekadesh to me.
Are we being supposed to say that because it's in that exact money, those bills are hers now? Not he's never going to get those back.
It's more than that. He's saying since that's the way the loans work, since that's the way loans work in general, that money that's given from one party to the other becomes the possession of the other party. And right, and I have no expectation of getting those monies back. So the money is now hers. Since the money's hers, she doesn't have anything of mine.
But isn't, don't we say, oh, I'm giving you this shaveh, I'm giving you this amount of money. Not necessarily, I'm giving you...
When?
When you make the loan.
Make a loan?
When I make the loan, I'm giving you this amount of money. That amount of money is not really, that's owed to him. Even though you're going to...
That amount is owed to him.
Right, but you're going to give that same amount back.
I get the same amount back. But what am I giving back? Am I giving back your money?
Giving back...
No, not giving back your money.
The amount that was owed to him.
That's right, the amount that's owed to him. That's not the same thing as saying that I'm holding money that's yours. Is this too abstract an idea?
Yes.
Okay, I'll say again. In general, forget about Kedushin. Nothing to do with Kedushin.
No, I didn't mean abstract. I meant wrong.
Oh, you don't understand it. You think
I don't agree with it.
All right, why?
Because if you loan somebody money, it's right. Your money.
It's whose money?
The person.
The lender?
Yeah.
Where is it? Where is your money?
With the lendee.
Where?
You're giving over the rights to
I don't know.
Money.
I'm saying, can you point to it?
I've got a document saying that you owe me X amount of
That's
dollars.
Fine. That's no one's arguing that. You have a right.
But someone buys
you have a right. You have a lien.
Can't point
yeah.
To the money
but you don't.
I don't have a lien. I have more than a lien.
I'm saying you have a lien on my property of $100. You have a lien on my nechassim of $100. However you want to look at it.
Okay.
But if you come to my house, can you say, oh, there's my $100?
No.
No. Why? Because there is no such thing. As soon as you gave me money, it's my money.
You owe me $400,000.
Okay, well, just went up from $100.
Right.
Okay.
So, I don't
so
have...
So, it's like, so what are you going to say? You come to my house, and you're going to say, the only thing that I have that's worth that amount of money is my house. So you'll take
yeah,
my house.
Right.
Okay, but that's not money. That's not the money that you gave me. You're saying, I have a chiyuv to pay you back in that amount.
Yeah.
But you can't come and say, oh, you're holding... My money, here's right. My money, so therefore, that money that I gave you, just use that now to be mekadesh, to be mekadeshes to me.
If you want to say that's against the rules to do it that way, fine.
No, but I'm
but
just trying to explain.
Say,
I'm trying
to say that, you know, I don't have the monetary equivalent.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that.
That exact
I'm
object.
Saying I don't have an object that you gave me. You gave me...
Of course not.
Of course not.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I was saying.
No, that's you're saying more than that. You're
I'm saying since that's the case,
yeah.
Since that's the case, the man can come to the woman and say, oh, with that money that you're holding, that you owe me, be mekudeshes to me. Because I'm not holding your money. I'm basically holding an obligation. That's all I'm holding. It's my money now. Yeah. Between now and 30 days, I'm not holding your property. I have my money. In 30 days from now, there's a mature loan that I have to pay back. I'm not paying you back your money. I'm giving you my money.
So I don't mekadesh you until 31 days.
Then you have to give it back to me or something. But
right, so that's the point. So at that point, then we
it's
get
yours
back.
When I give it back to you. It's yours. Now it's yours again.
No, I'm saying don't give it back to me at the end of 30 days, and instead marry me.
You want to say that's the last case when the arch lazim? I mean, extend the loan.
Case it is. I'm just you're saying. You're saying one thing, I'm saying... You're saying within 30 days, I'm saying after 30 days.
When?
I'm saying after 30 days, you have my money.
Right.
So instead of giving me back the money, you, you know.
I'm saying, what? Right, I'm saying even there, it's not your money until I give it to you.
Correct, but I'm saying instead of giving it back.
No, but where is it? When does it become yours? It doesn't become yours when it's in my bank
account. Something has to transfer from you to
right.
her. It's yours now. To me, that's yours. Yeah. That's so, $5.
It's not yours.
Oh,
it's
but you owe me the money.
I owe you the money. No question about it.
So now I say to the woman, instead of paying me back,
you're saying with the debt that you owe me, with the obligation that you owe me.
However you want to say it.
I know, but that's the problem. The problem is that you, as the Mekadesh, have to give her something.
Okay, fine.
So what are you giving her? What are you giving her now at the time when you want to be Mekadesh?
The next thing over here is
You're not giving her anything now.
So then she would pay you back, and then you can.
You can hand it back over. That's something. That's the problem here, according to Rashi.
But it seems as though it's just a rule. It's not really.
It's more. What do you mean a rule? It's a way.
It's just the way they want it done.
Weird condition.
Yeah.
There's two rules here that are sort of butting heads or running into one another. There's one rule is that when it comes to Kiddushin, you have to give something. That's one rule. Right? Whatever it is, you have to give. You're going to give money, you're going to give shovel money, you're going to give shtar, you're going to give...
That's what I'm saying. It's just the way they want it done. Otherwise, you're basically giving something even though you're not actually giving it.
You have to give something. Right? So what do you get here? We're saying you're not giving anything. In the latter case, we'll see in a minute. At least you could claim you're giving something. Yes? No? What do you say?
The woman owes.
What happened earlier? He wants to call in. I forgot.
The woman owes the man $1 million.
The woman owes the man $1 million.
Yeah. So the man says, okay, don't pay me back the $1 million, we'll get married.
Right.
He's not giving her anything.
Why are you saying $1 million is close to $1 is close to $100,000?
Now it sounds like something. She said, no, you're not giving me anything. Forget it. I'm marrying Harry who's got $10 plus a bike.
Oh. No, he didn't say she didn't have to be $10 on a bike. He gave me a ring right now. He gave me a pruta. He gave me a
He gave you a cracker jack.
Exactly.
And I don't want your $1 million.
That's right. She's not saying I don't want it.
I'll pay you back your million, but I don't want it.
She's not saying she doesn't want it. She's just saying that she's not getting anything now.
Right. So forget it.
Let's hold off on this because I think what you're getting into is maybe is not enough. Let's see what happens with that. Because I'm not saying those cases will never work, but they won't work based on the halva. But let's see. Okay, let's see how it works. Then. So that's Rashi. Okay, is this clear? This is not clear. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a quick look at the Rambam. If you guys have the Rambam, fine. If not, I'll read aloud. You could follow along.
The Mishnah
Torah. If you don't have it, don't. I don't really want to get up to this time. So, Hilchos Ishus.
Shoot.
What did I say? Perak Hilchos Yud Gimel.
Yeah.
All right. Hey Yud Gimel. Hey Yud Gimel. Rubbing off on them. You want to eat? What's where? Lock it up. Huh? Yeah, where are they? Where's the whole couple group? Sorry, these are. Oh, you're out. Then what are you saying?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
me. No, you're not.
We're all friends.
We're all the same. You just have different parents.
I'll say Gemara if you want.
Switch the accent.
Amazing. Go ahead.
Obligations?
No.
But how about after 30 days?
Well, it's like if I give you money, then you have an obligation to pay me. But right, you're not paying me your money. You're paying.
You can't point to any specific thing.
That's what I'm saying. That's my point.
Two $10 bills. You can't say, you owe me $10. So you, which of these $10 bills is yours?
Right. There's no such thing.
The bills just represent a value in buying power. So So I'm saying, so you owe me 10 buying powers.
That's right.
So it doesn't matter how you give me, how you give me that.
That's right.
It's just that you owe that.
That's right. Exactly right.
So it's mine. So
what's yours? What's yours?
I have 10 buying powers and you're currently using this. So you
no, I'm not using your buying powers. I'm not using your buying powers. I'm not using your widgets and your units. No, I'm not.
What do you do when you borrow $10?
No, that's not the way halacha understands alone. Halacha understands alone. Mavel otzah. No, that's your money now. That's your money. Your estate increased from 10 to 20. In 30 days from that, you're going to have an obligation to give up 10 of your dollars to that person. Why? Because he lent you $10.
Oh, but it doesn't. Nothing happens until the 30 days.
Even then, it's not that you're holding on to his money. It's that you have an obligation to pay off your money. Let me think about it. You go to a bank and you take out a loan. You take out a loan from anybody. You take out a loan. And then you go someplace else to buy something. Does someone say, well, oh, half of that money is yours and half of that money really belongs to someone else? No. That money is all yours now.
Yeah. I mean, fine. You take out a mortgage. The bank owns your house.
The bank has a lien on your house.
No, the bank owns it.
They all lien.
What does that mean? They don't own your whole house.
No, if you want to renovate.
If you default.
If right. I'm a company and I buy something.
Your company?
Yeah, and I buy something.
Like what?
As a company,
you buy an asset?
And I take a loan. Yeah, and I buy an asset, yeah. And I take a loan from the bank. Really, the loan actually, really the bank, most probably, in most cases, will actually own that asset.
No.
But they don't own it.
Yeah,
they own the lien.
They
have the lien.
The contract buys 100 trains and has to borrow from the bank. The bank owns the trains.
No, the bank owns the train, but the company, the bank,
they can never come in. They can't come into your house.
Right, they can't say, oh,
you
know,
what is
your
contract? No, they really.
The contract's only valid if you
get. I think we're getting too far afield. This is a. We're getting too far afield. What I'm basically saying is that when you're spending that money, that's your money that you're spending. You're not spending someone else's money.
You can do whatever you want. As long as the bank gets paid, they don't care.
You have to do something. You
can't
do anything about it.
You're involved in this stuff.
Yeah.
Closing, so you can tell us.
That's what I'm saying.
So it sounds right. What we're saying, right?
Yeah. Well, they don't. They can't actually do anything. They can give you certain rules because they want to protect their
interests.
Right. Exactly.
That's right. But it's only an interest.
And they have to go. You know, you have to break rules before they can do anything.
That's right.
So it's not like they can just come in and be like, "Yeah, I'm just gonna make."
Exactly.
They can require to get mortgage insurance.
Okay, we'll hold off on this. Let's read the Rambam. Okay, let's read the Rambam, please.
Oh,
please read the Rambam. I'm a Kaliyish Bamalva.
A few Haisa Bishtar in the Mikudeshes.
Ketzer.
Oh, I have a period.
Yeah, now, Ketzer. You can explain what it means. I also have a period.
Yeah, okay. Ketzer Kigon She Haya Lo Etzla Chov Dinar.
Good. Haya Lo Etzla Chov Dinar. He lent her a dinar, now she owes him a dinar.
Amar la, hare am kudeshes li medinar, she eish li biad
deich. Good.
Enim
kudeshes. Enim kudeshes. Okay? Fine, so far so good. Why? Now this is the key phrase in the realm. You got to pay close attention to this phrase.
Nitna.
Now that's the same as Rashi, essentially, right? Shema, what's on there? That's the problem. But listen to what the Rambam says right there now. You have Sham?
Oh, Shum.
No, let's say you have. We don't have anything. What? Hell, you have Shum over there?
Shum Davar.
Right, we have Inkan Davar. Okay, so anyway.
Inkan Davar, Kiyum Le.
Kayan. There's nothing now extant. Okay. In existence. Me'ata.
Me'ata. Shekvar hotzia oso.
Oso dinar.
Oso dinar va'avra anaso.
Should have used it.
What is Ram saying? What does Ram seem to be saying?
that once she uses it, there's no, it's not no longer in her possession, and then there's no more hanah for her either, because she's already used it.
But what's that seem to imply?
That if she would get hanah now.
Meaning if what? If it was still there?
If it was still there.
She hadn't spent it.
If she hadn't spent it, then you'd be able to do it.
So it sounds like, right? Does anyone see that?
How do we know she spent it? Where's Lashon Ramah? She spent it.
Yeah. Why do you have to say that?
Slow. Shekvanesha Mavelot Zanin. Now the Ein Kan Davar Kayam Lehenos Bameyata. Why Shekva Hotzio? Hotzia Osa Dinar. The Avra Hanasa.
Hotzia from him to her.
No. She did.
Shekva Hotzia Osa.
Hotzia Osa Dinar.
The same Dinar.
She got rid of it already.
She used it.
Oh, that's what I mean.
She was motzi that Dinar from her shus.
Oh, okay.
Well, again, let's take it slow. Rashi saying what? Rashi saying the problem is because Mavalot Satnitna, and therefore once she takes the monies, whose monies are they? They're hers. And that's the problem. What does the Rambam seem to be saying?
There's no benefit to be had.
There's no benefit to be had because what?
Because
they're not there. They're not there anymore. But what about in a case where they hadn't been spent yet?
It would still be good.
It would be good. It sounds like.
And also because of the way he describes it, she actually be adif. It says as if she does still have it.
Yeah.
It would be my coin in your hand.
According to the Rambam, more like sort of like physical actual money.
But it's funny because the Rambam still says the problem with malva lo tzonitna is what? I'm sorry. With mikash b'malva is malva lo tzonitna.
In that she probably spent it.
Okay, good. So let's explain. Let's see if we can try to explain what the Rambam is saying and what the machlokas of any is between the Rambam and Rashi. But is everyone clear on the facts over here?
What did the Rambam say? Well, what did the Rambam say? Did he just say the same thing as Rashi?
No, I don't think it's the same.
No, but he says that if it's in your, if she still has it, then it would be good. Like if she never spent the money, then it would still be good.
Right. He didn't. He doesn't go that.
Say it again?
Yeah.
But why can't Rashi and the Rambam work together?
Because they might be able to.
It makes sense that way.
You think Rashi would agree with this?
Yeah, because first of all, Rashi's not even saying that if she doesn't spend the money. Rashi's just discussing that.
One second. What would Rashi say if she didn't spend the money?
Still no good.
For sure, it's no good.
Why?
It's hers. As soon as she takes the money, it's hers. Isn't that what he's saying the problem is? Since Mavalot's on it, no, as soon as I take the money, it's mine. That's it. He didn't give me anything now when he said, keep the money. Told me
they're, to keep. Holding differently.
Sounds like it. Sounds like the Rambam was saying that the problem is Mavalot's on it, and as Richie said, and therefore she's going to spend it. And therefore, Ein Davar Kayam, Lehenos Bo Me'ata. Why? Shekfar Hotziya also Dinar. Ve'avron Aso. Now there's no. She's no longer getting hanah from it. Why? Because she spent it. Mashma that she didn't spend it. According to this Rambam, she still had it in her possession. That what? It'll be okay. Sounds like that.
If it's the same, she still has the same.
That Dinar. Sounds like that. So let's take a look over at Tosfos Riyah Zaken. He addresses this Rambam. I don't know if you caught that. Everyone prepared this Tosfos Riyah Zaken? So let's take a quick look. Someone want to give that a try? You have it?
Yeah, which guy?
Which guy? We'll start from the first guy.
First guy?
Start from B'malva.
from B'malva?
Yeah, start from there.
Okay. Perish.
Let's make sure everyone has a place. If you look on the far right hand side of the page, it's right after the brackets. B'malva, Pirish. Does everyone see it? I would say it's about in the middle of that column before it becomes wider. Pretty much center. Yeah.
Opposite the fourth wide line of the Tosafot.
Right. A few lines down from the word law. Two or three lines down from that Dibur Maaseh law. Unless you have a new fancy Gemara, in which case you have no problem finding it because it's Dibur Maaseh.
Yeah.
Okay? All right, let's go. B'malva.
Afal pi shamalva be'en demalva.
So, afal pi shamalva be'en.
I don't know what be'en means.
What's be'en?
Is it naturally?
It's an existence.
It's an existence. It's extant. Right? Even though the halva is be'en.
No, it exists. It's extant.
Extant. Right?
It even though it is extant.
Then what? So what does that mean?
She can do whatever she wants with it.
even if the monies are still in her possession, he says it openly, even if the monies are still in her possession, it's not a good kiddushin. Why? Because novel outside it now. Who does that sound like?
Rashi.
Sounds like Rashi. Keep going.
The honey zuze dida ninu.
Whose monies are they?
They're hers.
They're her monies.
It's like Rashi. The zuze achrisahu de bechayve lay. And he has to give her something new.
Yes. Well,
extra, something added on. He's the
through the mechayve lay.
Through the mechayve lay.
Right.
Then what he.
That's right. He has to give her something new. V'chein pirush Rashi.
Here we go. V'chein hu v'perek ha'isha mekadesh.
Yeah, this sugi comes up again. I don't know if we came across
this, it. Excuse me.
Comes
this,
up on Mem Zayin.
But this last phrase, v'zuze achrite hu d'mechayev alei, the different other zuzim,
he must give
she,
her,
she owes to him.
Hu mechayev alei.
To him. Hu d'mechayev
alei. D'mechayev alei.
That she owes to him. She owes to him other zuzim.
You want to say it means that she's mechuyev. Either way,
she owes him a different set of $10 bills, not the same $10 bills.
Who?
Okay.
No, you need extra than that. That which she owes him.
He is obligated to her.
No, that which she owes him.
No, that's what Jason wants to say. He means that when she has to pay him back, she's paying him back different money, not this money. Yeah. Either way, it's still right.
Until she has to pay back. So if it belongs to her,
okay.
She
spent the money. Chaim Pirush Rashi. Chaim Now, with Masha Kosta by Rambam.
Masha Kosta by Rambam.
She can't give a kiddushin with something that already belongs to her, according to Rashi.
Right.
So why, if it belongs to her, Rashi's saying it belongs to her alone, it's her money.
That's right. Now
it belongs to her. So I don't see why the Rambam would hold that if it's...
Well, let's see. That's what we're about to address. Let's see.
Masha Kosta by Rambam. Masha Kvar Hotzi Hadinar, that the money was already spent... Pirush ha'ish hotzio. Pirush ha'ish hotzio mershuso kishahalva osamla.
So what does that mean? He's trying to explain the Rambam now. What does the Rambam mean according to this Tosfos Re?
That when he lent it to her.
Take it slow. Masha goes around. Shekvar hotzio dinar. Pirush ha'ish hotzio mershuso.
It's not that when it left her possession, it's when it left his possession. So when he already lends it to her, that's what made it no longer his.
It's very,
in which case is the same as Rashi.
Yeah. It's a very ingenious, call it creative reading of the Rambam. I don't know if it's the simple pshat in the Rambam, but let's read it again, and let's read it now through the Tosfos Re's.
Which is that?
We'll see. What's someone read it again. Oh, Avi's not here. What's someone else wants to read it?
Let's read the Tosfos Re again.
You want to read it again? Okay. Good.
From the Rambam, right?
Yeah.
From Mr. Brady from the Rambam?
Yes.
From the okay. Masha Kosta Rambam, Shekavar Hotzi Adinar, that what does that mean that the money is already spent? Perish, so this means ha'ish hotzio mershuso, that it left the man's possession kishahalva osamla when he lent it.
Kishahalva osamla.
In other words, we don't care. Well, once the man sends it out, we take it to the end of the argument. It just is.
Meaning, if he has
it, doesn't have
a no, he's saying he wants to say that what?
He's saying that the Rambam was saying that.
So the Rambam was agreeing with Rashi. Yeah, listen.
No,
listen.
Wait. Meant that the money hadn't left his hand yet.
Once it left his hand. Right. Listen to the way he's reading it. He's reading it like this. The nisha mavelotz on it. No, the ein kam davar kaya lehenos bo meyato. Why shekvar hotzi a oso dinar ve'over hanaso? He doesn't want it anymore.
That's all I read originally.
I know, but I don't think that's a simple pshat. And I stress the reason why I don't think it's a simple pshat. Why? Shekvar hotzia oso. Shekvar hotzia oso.
She spent it.
She
oso dinar.
The same dinar. She spent it.
That's a simpler pshat. What he's saying? What does it mean?
Once it's sent out from the original from the man, it's too
late. Ha'ish hotzio mirushuso. It's not. I mean,
no. So the dinar was ready.
Does anyone have a nusach like that in the Rambam?
No. Why can't it be the
not hotzia?
What does hotzia mean?
She was motzi.
No, why can't it be the hotzia referring to the dinar? Dinar in the feminine. Does that make sense?
Dinar.
She gemar hotzia also there. Dinar was already hotzad.
From Ritchie. Ritchie.
What?
Oto dinar. That's masculine. In the Rambam. Oto dinar. The same dinar.
Right. That's the problem. I'm saying that's the problem. That's the problem with this reading. But do you see what he's trying to say? I mean, he's trying to say, he's trying to make shalom. He's trying to say, this is the pshat and Rashi.
He's saying that
I mean, sorry, this is the pshat and the Rambam.
The money, but hadn't given it to him yet?
Say that again? He's saying, since Mal, he's saying what the Rambam means, since Mal Velot Zonit, no, as soon as he gave the money away, it's no longer his, he has no longer on it, and it doesn't belong to him. He doesn't have any residual rights to the money once he's motzi it from his rishos. That's what he's saying. Simple pshat and the Rambam is not like that.
Can you say the simple pshat?
Simple pshat is that she was motzi.
She was motzi.
Now again, when I say the simple pshat in the Rambam, I mean just teaching the Rambam the way it seems to be written is difficult, right? The Rambam again says like this.
And how does Tosfos also deal with
reading it? Yeah.
How does Tosfos also deal with Yesh Lecha Yesh Li Biadecha?
Yesh Li Biadecha.
Yesh Li Biadecha. That seems to be more like how the way.
No, that's what the guy wants to say. That's what the guy wants to say. He wants to tell her, the money that I have in your possession, you take that and you'll be mikudash to me with that. So everyone says, well, one second, havala tzonit now. Right? So havala tzonit, according to Rashi, that makes good sense. He's trying to say, that money that I gave you, you hold on to that and you'll keep being mikudash to me. No, says the Gemara. That's no good. Ain't a mikudash. Why, says Rashi? Because havala tzonit now.
No, meaning,
meaning, it's not my money in your possession.
Right.
Yeah, that's my attempt. I'm saying, that money that I have that you're holding on to, be a kodesh to me. Answer, no. It's not my money in your possession. It's your money in your possession. Fine. Rambam?
Yeah. First way, Rambam.
What do you mean first way? Simple Pshat Rambam is like this. Mekadesh b'mal v'afil haisa b'shtayin v'kodeshes. Kigon. He says to her that chov of a dinar. Shehayelo chov dinar. V'amir laharam v'kodeshes li b'dinar sheyesh li b'yadeich. Again, that's his thinking. Any mekadeshes. Why? Neshem Mavel Altzonit. No. Now, up to that, it is very similar to Rashi. But now he throws in the monkey wrench. What's the monkey wrench? In Kandavar Kayan Lehenos Bo Me'ata. And there's no longer anything to have Hana from. Why? Shekvar Hotzia Oso Dinar. Because she already spent that dinar. Va'ovra Hanaso. Now she has nothing to be. She can't be nene from it.
Right, but up until that point, the Rambam could say that yes, that would be your Yishlecha dinar biadef. It would be her dinar, and then now that she spent that dinar, you don't. Like
yes, in the Chalani. That's what I'm saying. Right, that's a super right, in the Rambam.
Right, so I'm saying according to Tosfos 3, he would just say that this. He would view.
That's right. He's saying don't read it that way. Exactly. Does anyone understand this?
This
is like
this is Hana To, isn't that Hana Ashilo?
Where? The other Hana Ashilo, the dinar.
Right, so that's not her Hana.
Yes.
Oh, Hana Ashilo.
And not all gained from the dinar.
Shekvar Hotzia Oso dinar. The other Hana Ashilo. She has nothing to be mended from now. You're going to tell me here, take that dinar. What dinar? I spent the dinar already.
Just translating the Rambam.
Yeah.
Are we saying that if she didn't spend it, it's still the guy, so then that could work?
That's right. That's what it sounds like. Not according to Tosfos 3.
She would have to spend it in order to make this loan actually like her money.
She didn't get her
money
yet until she spends it.
Well, I don't know about if it's now you're asking a good question. You're asking like this. Has the Rambam, if this is the right shot, has the Rambam stand Malva all telling it now?
Right? Or has he stand a Malva? Really?
What do you mean?
If it's considered...
It's in my possession. You gave it to me, you put it in my possession.
Right, but when you borrow something, now it's yours.
The law of Hashem Kedushin.
That's the whole problem.
No, I'm saying, so he's really holding a loan, isn't that the borrower is until it's actually they actually do a myself using it.
You mean I have a right to use it. It's in my possession and I have a right to use it.
You have a right to use it, but it's not yours until you actually use it.
That's what it sounds like.
Right, so now he's viewing a loan as like totally different.
And when you say halal all of a sudden, that sounds like it's a different idea.
Or just a loan in general.
Well, this alone, right? Mavel Altzonit is a general rule. I don't do the kedushin.
Okay, right.
It's not unique to kedushin.
Now, before he does anything, if he says, "I want to give you a pruta to to you can, you know, as a loan, and that, the hana of it will be.
Oh, forget the hana. Forget the hana for
that way.
We're not up to hana yet.
So, Rabbi, you think that the Rambam would say that she didn't spend the dinner yet?
Ah, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that's the simpler shot. I don't think the Tosis reads.
Not just me. I'm saying the Rambam. If we were
really Rambam the way it's written.
You would think that yeah.
That's how it sounds like to you.
The Kaddish doing with that.
Doesn't that what it sounds like?
I'm saying, what's Tosis read again?
What's
his read?
He read it like Rashi. But read it like Rashi by saying that as soon as he gives up the money, he has no right to it anymore. He has no more hana in that money.
Right. But that's not from the words of Rambam. That just seems, how does he? No, he's reading the word hotzah, meaning hotzah from the man, not hotzah from the woman.
He's saying, right.
He was from the man, that's what gave it up.
Even his lashon is very strange because he says,
she has hana from the fact that she doesn't have to give it back.
No, so you, if, right, so
forget
we,
about
we
that.
If you say hana, then that is good.
Shekvar hotzi hadinar, perish ha'ish hotzi amurishusa.
That's tough.
Yeah. You see what he's bothered by? He's bothered by the Rambam. He's bothered by the Rambam who doesn't seem to fit in with Havol, the Old Testament.
Right, right.
So what does he do? He has a big, what's that?
It's too late. Once you give it, it's too late.
The Kapachav, which Girsa? I don't think his Girsa is any Rambam in any Rambam that I've seen. Are you using the Kapach Rambam? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not different than what we said, right? There's no different lashon.
Okay, fine.
I don't think it's based on a girsa. Because he says pirish.
Right.
Pirish means he's saying his own pshat, his own read. Right? So how can we, let's take, without the Tosus reads read here, could we try to explain this machlokas, or explain at least the Rambam? Could we try to explain the Rambam?
Pirish instead, pirishi.
Hmm?
Why does he explain?
What's the status of that when does the value of the loan effectuate? When does the hana of the loan? When does the value of this loan change hands?
As soon as he gives it, the messenger.
Say it again. Say. Are you asking a question?
No, I'm just right.
What do you?
Yeah, I was trying to say what the difference between the Rambam and Rashi.
Let me throw this out to you before you say what you're saying. Is there any way to make Shalom between the Rambam and Rashi without this? Now again, because
Shalom mean they say the same thing?
Well, let me tell you why I'm asking that.
No, just that they're not
fighting. Havol Otzon, why is that? Havol Otzon, no, is a general rule, right? So to say now the Rambam has a totally different understanding of Havol Otzon, no, is a problem. So is there another way to explain what the Rambam's saying without saying that he argues on a basically established principle in Shas? That's what the Tosis Reed is grappling with. He's saying, oh, well, that's it. I'm a little bit I'm stuck here.
See, it still might be machloket, but machloket in halacha, you say.
What do you mean?
Like, not a machloket against the Pshat.
Well, what I'm saying is that well, I don't want to say anything. I want you to say, but I'm asking: is there a way that they could be speaking here and not arguing on this yisod of halva
lotzon? I say this: they both agree that when the money is given over, she can do whatever she wants with that money. It's her money.
That is,
and it can be interchanged.
That's a shas rule,
and it can be interchangeable with anything. Having said that,
good. Having said
Rambam would still say if he can still point to the dollar that he gave her, the dinar, given that she still has it in her possession.
Then it's not Mavel Otzon, then.
No, it is. She can, to pay him back, she can interchange it. She can spend it, she can pay him back with anything she wants.
Even that same dollar?
However, if she still has that dinar and can still point that which I gave you.
Yeah, but I think the generally accepted understanding of Mavel Otzon, then.
So then it's clearly null. Any type of
it's your money.
Individualization to that dinar is
yeah,
gone.
Yeah, I think so. This is the tour on Simon Chav Ches. HaKesef Shemekalish Bo Tzorach Shiyalo. The money that you use to Mekalish a woman has to be yours. Right? That's to be yours. Avon Gondav O'Gozov HaKidesh Bo Kodem Shinesai Shua Bailem Afilu Shidech Al Satchila Shinesratzis L'Kalish Lo V'Amra Hiskachi Li Bezev V'Amra In Enim HaKadashas.
False pretense.
You can't take money that doesn't belong to you and try to be Mekalish. You did that, it's not a good Kiddush.
Would that be Mekachtos?
I'm a kachtar, so the condition are not chal. You didn't give me anything. You didn't give me anything that belongs to you. You have to give me something. Mm-hmm. So that's a flaw in the kiddushin. It's not like the other case where we said it's good kiddushin, but you did something wrong. Here, the fact that you did something wrong is a psul in the kiddushin. The kiddushin can't work on money that's not yours. Right? You went through the motions, but you didn't give me anything. All right? Aval kid shel acha yeish, that's okay. Now, I'm skipping all the rest of the Gezel cases, because that's not our issue. Yeah. Kein, v'chein ha-din, im kid shebechov shehoyo lo biyoda, she'omu lo, kinsi sela ze, she'ani chayev loch, v'chol zev arma hiskachi li bo, im shideich, afilu ke... Kibloso b'shesika mikudashes. V'chein im omer ein afilu lo shideich t'chil mikudashes. As opposed to the Pikadon case, which is next. Right, that's the case over here. Now, what about the case of the Halva? Okay, you get into objects. Mashko. Yesh lo malva etzal cherem. That's not exactly the case we want either. Halva by Acherim. Here.
Whatever the wife brings into the marriage, the husband gets.
Right? Here's the Torah. The Torah says like this: Haya lo malva etzla, afilu hi b'shtar, v'amar lo harayat mikudashas li b'malva sheyesh li etzleich, eina mikudashas, afilu adayin hamos biyada. A fever, a dying, her most beyond her. What does that sound like?
She's still holding.
She even with the money's in her hand. Yad. Why? Why is that? The honey rolls did honey you.
They are hers.
Why are they hers? The marvel old son in her. Velo yoyevlo hashtamidi. Didn't give anything.
Sorry.
Didn't give anything now. The coins are still in my hand. Doesn't matter. Those are my coins.
It's a separate transaction.
That's a tour. Now, what about this Rambam? So the Beis Yosef is aware of this Rambam, and he brings the Rambam. Okay? He says like this. Listen to this Beis Yosef. V'chein pirush Rashi, kach kosov harash, I'm sorry, the Rosh, the Ran, kosov o haran, kivin delo tzonit, nehavalei kididei, v'lo yoyev lo midi, v'iyi, ein daita hanos mechilos malva, el azuzi, v'lo yoyev lo midi. The Harambam, you with me, Richie? Kasav Kiloshin Hazeh, Hamakadish B'malva, Afidu B'shtar, Inim Kudeshas, Ketzad, Kigon Shahilo Etzlachov Dinar, V'chule, Mibne Shahamavel Otsa Nitna, V'ein Kan Shum Dover Kayam Lehenosbo, Me'ata, Shekvar Hotzia, Otsa Dinar, V'overhan Aso, Akan Lashona. So what does he say? Kolomar, Tekevon de Lotsa Nitna, Afo Pisha Dain Hamos Biyoga,
it's as if it was gotten
early. That's right. Oh. What he wants to say, what the Rambam means is, that even if she's holding on to the money, and the guy could look at it and say, hey, those are the serial numbers that I gave you, it's right in front of her, it's right in front of him, doesn't matter. It's as good as having spent it. That's what the Rambam is saying.
According to the Ri?
No, forget about the Ri. It's a different shot.
So how do you read it? But the Rambam doesn't say that, though.
Read the Rambam. Let's read the Rambam.
Okay.
Now we'll read the Rambam according to the Beis Yosef.
Okay.
Go ahead.
V'ein kan shum dar, kaim le... Where did I start from?
Go back a little bit.
Hamakadish b'mava filu haita b'shtar in mekudeshes. Ketzad kigon shahayel etzlo chov dinar. Amalah harish mekudeshes li b'dinar sheyesh li biyadcha.
Biyadech.
In mekudeshes.
Good.
B'pnei shahamava lahotza.
Mava lahotza nitna.
B'pnei shahamava lahotza nitna.
Now that's a Shas rule, right? That's not the Rambam's rule. It's not Rashi's rule. Everyone, let's mount the poll. Mava lahotza nitna. Now, good. So what? Therefore,
the in kan shum davar. Kaim lehanosbo.
Why is it the ain't shum davar kaim lehanosbo?
Because the money's gone.
Because mavel otzan itna. It's not like we were saying initially that if there was something, then it would be good. No, because mavel otzan itna, there is nothing.
Then why isn't that the same thing as the Tosfos Ri?
No, Tosfos Ri is saying that because. What was it Tosfos Ri saying? I'm sorry. Tosfos Ri is changing the pshat in terms of him and her being motzi.
Right.
Shegavar hotzi adinar, because he.
That's not the simple pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam is saying, according to the Beis Yosef, that as soon as she got the money, it's hers, and it's as good as she spent it. As far as he's concerned,
that's the same thing.
No, it's not the same thing.
Shegavar hotzi adinar, he gave over the dinar, and that's it.
I know, but that doesn't fit with the simple words of the Rambam. They're both endeavoring to try to make the Rambam like Rashi. It's true. But they're going at, but yeah, exactly. But the Ri is going about it from a different perspective. The Ri is looking at it from the man's perspective. And saying, since he gave up the dinar, it's no longer in his rishus, and therefore it's hers, and therefore there's no he's not giving her anything now.
Okay.
That's a nice idea, but that doesn't fit with what the Rambam says.
His rishus means it's her rishus.
Who?
Not that it's positively her rishus.
The Ri.
Yeah, the fact that it's not in his rishus anymore.
He's saying once he gave it to her, it's not his rishus anymore, and therefore he can't say I'm in kashi with
it. So why can't that fall under the rule of?
Sure, that's true. I'm saying that's only we follow with the lashon of the Rambam. That's not the simple reading of the Rambam.
Right. So deisha mavalot sal nisna.
I know. If you stop there, fine. But what about the rest of the thing? That's the whole problem. The rest of the Rambam. What does he say right there?
In tan shum davar kaim lihanos bo miata shikavar hotzi oto.
Shikavar hotzi oso. Who is? The woman. She did. And what?
You're saying, but it's
no, I'm saying the Tosas Re not dealing with that. Tosas Re is saying, oh, he was motzi. He gave it up, it's not his anymore. He gave it up, and therefore it's not his, and therefore he can't use it to be Mekadosh.
That's right.
That's true, but that's not the Rambam of Lashon. The Beis Yosef is trying to fit into the Rambam of Lashon. The Beis Yosef is saying like this. Kolomar, the kivin de yahotzia mitna, afal pisha dain hamos biyaga, havale ki ilu kvar hotzia mosa, vein kan shum davar kayim lehenas bo. Like Mr. Berry said, kol omed lipsos ke katsus dami, kol omed lipsos ke sarav dami. You have rules like that. Something's on a trajectory. Right? Yeah. Something's on a certain trajectory, and halacha basically says, it's as good as done. Right, you set this thing in motion, it's as, we look at it, you know, Nigan Hashem Sofa basically, and it's as good as done. Ben Soramur. Right? Nigan Hashem Sofa. We kill him now because we know if we let him go, he's going to follow this path and he's going to be even worse. Right? It's the same thing over here. We're saying like this. What the Rambam means when he says, according to Beis Yosef, what the Rambam means is, yeah, it's because Mavel Otsar Nidna. And what does Mavel Otsar Nidna mean? What does Mavel Otsar Nidna mean? It means,
so
it's also a bit of a chiddush. Everyone has to say a little bit of a chiddush.
Yes, what did he say?
The chiddush is, it's as good as having done it. It's as good as having. Because even if she has the dinar that you gave her, right? It's as good as so. It's as good as she. Let's say she spent $1 in the last day. Right, you gave her $1, she has your $1, but you, but she spent $1. So that's it, that's gone. It's not well attended now.
No one cares who, in theory, owns it anymore. Just if it wants, it's not in the rishus of, no one cares about Bilas per se.
The question is,
saying, but if it's not, shared to him now, it's with her, whether or not he owns it, it's just by her.
No, that's not necessarily true. I'm not saying here it's not his.
Right.
You're right. If it was his in her rishus, then he could perhaps say, now take it for Kedushin.
That would work. So
that
really
might work, right. Because they both have to try to work out the Rambam that he... See, the Torah opened the passage that way. The Torah says, even if it's there. Even if that coin is there. You give the woman a puta, and I put a big red X on that puta. Now I know which one it is. Now it's on the table, and everyone's looking at it. Right? So according to Rashi, it doesn't matter. That's my pruta. It has your red X on it, but it's mine. Nothing to talk about.
Right.
So you say, keep the quarter I gave you. Yeah, shkayach, that's my quarter. It's not yours. It's my pruta. Right? But the Rambam seems to say, well, the reason why it's no good is because you spent it already. So the diyuk that we were making is, well, if you didn't spend it already, then maybe it's still there. So the Rishon says, no, don't read it that way. The Rishon says, read it, that means that as soon as the Baal gave it up, it's not his anymore. Which is certainly true, but doesn't fit with the Lashon of the Rambam. Beis Yosef is saying, no. What it means is that once you gave it, it's as good as used. Even if we see it there.
Is to be used.
That's right. Since the purpose of a halva is not selling it, no. As soon as you gave it to me, as far as you're concerned, it's like I used it already. Even though I could see it, it's right here, doesn't matter. It's like I used it. What do you mean, like I used it? It's like I said. That's right. I took other money that day and I bought something. So that's as good as that money's gone.
Does everyone agree that if I just tell the girl watch it and then when
watch
I
it?
Like, yeah, watch it. It's still money. That's different. By you.
That's different.
Does everyone agree with that?
I'm never comfortable saying everybody because I don't know everything. Right now,
yeah.
There's a difference. We're not talking about pikadon, but those cases are mentioned. How do you know pikadon biyada? Oshe shila chfatzim ve'amar leiskachi liyibizu v'nimsa shenig neva nevad in the shtayim imenu sheva pruta mikudashes v'mla v'inu mikudashes.
Okay, so for now, everyone. Okay, fine.
Right,
so
that's a
different
case.
Wouldn't apply to
it.
There's no halal outside of it.
Wouldn't apply.
I give you my lawnmower to watch, and then I say, you know, with that lawnmower that I gave you yesterday, you can hold on to it and just be mikudashes to me. That's different. That's it, because it was never, exactly, it's not a mahavah, it's not a mahavah that's on there now. You gotta give me back what I gave you. Right? Hold on. Sense is coming after you. Your brother's watching, he worked for the government, that's it. Okay, so everyone got this? It's an interesting little tweak here in the Rambam. In other words, you take the Rambam on its face, it seems problematic. So the other Rishonim are basically trying to explain, because the Rambam can't be arguing on mahavah that's on there now. That can't be. The question is, how does Lashon fit in? Okay, so you have two different approaches. But Lanius Daivu, Beis Yosef, seems to make better, is a better read, and it fits better with the idea of Halal Atzonin, and also because he's explaining a little bit further, that even if it's right there, no, Halal Atzonin, it's as good as not there. It's as good as having been used. All right. So next time, Brunetta, we'll continue with this sugi. It's a nice, maybe like a little sugi. There's a lot. It's exciting. I see everyone got excited about it, so I'm happy. I'm happy engendered some good discussion. Yes.
What is the difference between all of them? I don't understand.
Between
they all agree that the man, by saying you don't have to pay me back, is not doing the right thing. He has to actually give her something.
Yes, that's true.
So what's the...
What was the difference between Rashi and the Rambam?
Yeah.
Before we saw the other Rishonim, it sounded like the Rambam was saying, you know, sort of a klutz kasha, you know, sort of set up a straw man, you know? Basically just set up the question just to knock it down. But if you look at the Rambam, the simple pshat in the Rambam, it sounds like the Rambam saying, oh, the problem is that she already spent the money. That's why he can't be Mekadosh right now, because she spent the money. But if she didn't spend the money, the implication would be that it would be okay.
So that's not true.
What difference does it make if she spent the money or not?
If she spent the money, then when he says, I'll marry you with that money that I gave you last week and it's not there anymore.
Gone.
Right? Then she has nothing to be getting now for the Kiddushin.
Oh.
So he said, but that's...
But she bought a car.
Whatever she's done, let's say she bought a sandwich and she ate it, it's not there anymore.
Right.
Let's say whatever she got is gone. There's no more hana now.
Right.
Let's say it was disposable hana.
Right.
So if that's the case, it sounds like, but if it would be still there, let's say in the form of a car or even just in the money that she didn't spend it yet,
yeah.
It sounds like the Rambam would be saying, oh, that is a good kiddushin.
Really?
It sounded like that. Right? But we said, no, that's not what it means. It either means like the Tosfos said, which is a big chiddush, or it means like the Beis Yosef said, which is a small chiddush. But either way, we said that the Rambam agrees with Rashi, that because it's Mekadosh, it means that even if its money is right in front of her, it's either as good as sold, or, as the Rebbe was saying, it's because when he gave it over to her, it's no longer his. That's what the Rambam means. But they were both basically saying, no, the Rambam doesn't mean if the money's there, then she could be Mekadosh instead. Two, everyone agrees that's not true. So at the end of the day, yes, everyone agrees. Because in practice, everyone agrees. Okay, maybe next time we'll pick up with Hanas Malveh. Just tangentially, maybe we'll talk about the Haramas Ribis issue. That's not really the Iker Sugi over here.
So how about a guy